welcome back to a brand new episode here on You Can and You Will. I'm your host, I'm Catherine Louise, I'm a business mindset mentor, and I help women become their most happiest, fulfilled, and best selves. And yes, that is so possible, and you deserve that. So if that is something you're interested in, please make sure to follow my podcast on your most favorite platform. Make sure to leave it a 5-star review. That will help me out so much. So thank you so much in advance. And today we're going to talk about that you already have what it takes. And I love that we're going to talk about this today because, you know, with I want to say 98% of the women I'm talking to on a regular basis, when we talk for the first time, they feel like, you know, improving would mean that there is a lack of something. You know what I mean? Like, they would need to learn something new. They would actually become somebody else, like a new version of themselves. And in today's day and age, especially with social media and the pressure, oh my God, the pressure that comes along with it, we all feel like we're not enough. Now, let's be honest, we all have been there, right? Like, you need to be this, you need to be that, and you have to have this and this education, this car, this, you know, career, really whatever. And that's in the biggest part is because of social media, because we all see the people we admire living that life, having that status, or having achieved this and that career. People, you know, that might inspire us, but at the same time, produce some kind of inner pressure because we feel like, oh, we're already, you know, this and that age. We're so and so old. Like, they have already achieved this at that age, and maybe I'm behind in my life. It creates all of those kind of pressures. And the truth is, for most of us, that it's not about becoming a new version of yourself. It never is. It's becoming your best version. And this is why this episode is so important to me. It's about understanding that you already have what it takes, and I'm going to prove it to you. Because when you have a desire that really is yours, and I'm emphasizing that it must be your desire, because we need to differentiate here. I'm not talking about the desires you have because everybody else is having it, or maybe, you know, the person from the other office across the building is having this and that kind of car or lifestyle or whatever. That's not your desire. That's how you feel pressured when you try to compare yourself to somebody else. But that's not your desire. You know what I mean? But what is your true inner core desire? What do you really wish for? Like, when it's just about you and yourself, what do you desire? And here I come with proving you that you already have what it takes, because your desire is like your goal. This is already yours. When you have that desire, you can achieve it, period. Because it's already yours. Most of the times people believe when they have a desire, they would now need to go all out in order to achieve it. And just having the option of not achieving it makes a big difference, if that makes sense. Because if it is your desire, you cannot not achieve it unless you give up on it. Because it's already yours. It's already meant to be yours. And that's how you know you are equipped with everything you need. You already have what it takes to fulfill your desires. Doesn't mean that it's going to be delivered overnight. No. We're no ordering service or whatever. It means that it's yours and that's your path. This is how your life is supposed to look like. This is a part of it. And that's how you need to trust yourself. Trust that you already have what it takes to live that life. It's supposed to be yours. You just have proven it to yourself with your desire. So make sure to come back and listen to this episode again, because I had people coming up to me telling me how they were listening to my episodes a couple of times in order to really have them, let them sink in into their subconscious. And that makes perfect sense to me. So make sure to listen to this episode 2 to 3 times to really have it sink in into your subconscious. Have a fabulous week. Make sure to leave my podcast a 5-star review on your most favorite platform. Thank you so, so much. By the way, this is helping me and my podcast so much. Make sure to share this episode or any other of your favorite episodes with your friends and families, whoever really needs to hear those messages. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.